It's been talked about for weeks, but now it's official. With much fanfare, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger moved the date for California's presidential primary up to February 5th. It had been scheduled for June. Those few pen strokes set off the equivalent of a political earthquake, with aftershocks that ripple through the rest of the country. As many as 24 other states are considering moving up their contest to participate in a new Super Tuesday. And candidates who are accustomed to raising greenbacks in the Golden State will have to spend much of that money in California to win over the state's voters. Chris Lehane is a California-based Democratic political consultant. He's worked in the past for candidate Al Gore and President Bill Clinton. At this point, he's not signed on with a specific candidate. Chris Lehane joins us now from San Francisco. So good to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
And so how does this change the playbook for all these candidates?
Well, we're going to be seeing a lot more of these candidates out in California. Historically, as you indicated in the lead-in, California has been an ATM for these candidates. They come out here quickly, raise dough, and get back to the Iowas and New Hampshires of the world. Now, suddenly, California is very much in play as potentially the key state in terms of getting the nomination. Obviously, it will be driven somewhat by how Iowa and New Hampshire play out. Now, this is an enormous state, and when people look at it, they have to recognize that it's closer to a country than it is a state. And so it's an enormous undertaking to approach California, and it will be really an interesting challenge for these folks in terms of how they address that.
The conventional wisdom holds that candidates need to raise at least $100 million to run a credible campaign this year. Since California is so large, has so many major markets, is that still enough, or does that calculation change now?
No, I think the in excess of $100 million is probably the right figure. I think what that really means in reality is that you'll have a few candidates on either side of the aisle, the Obamas, the Clintons, the McCains and Giuliani, maybe Romney, who will be able to raise that type of money and therefore spend money from fairly early on in places like California, where you're going to have to spend oodles and oodles of dough to really put yourself on the map. I think other candidates, say someone like a John Edwards, are going to focus on putting their money into Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, hope to do well there, and then leverage their success and tens of millions of dollars of free media in order to break into a place like California.
California is actually like four, maybe even five states rolled into one. Do Democrats and Republicans run the whole state, or do they engage in a kind of political triage where they focus on the areas where they might have the greatest potential yield?
In terms of the Democratic side, historically, primaries in California are won on what is called the I-80 corridor, which is basically a road that takes you, or a highway that takes you from Sacramento through San Francisco and Oakland all the way to San Jose. And, you know, I think there's a perception on the East Coast that areas like Los Angeles are really the key voting areas. And obviously, Los Angeles still has a huge vote that's going to come out of there. But really, if you look at past elections, historically, the winner in a Democratic primary is the person who does the best on this I-80 corridor. On the Republican side, you begin to look at some of the outlying areas. And I think there's also a little bit of a misconception out there that California Republican voters are going to be moderates. I think the reality is that the conservative wing of the Republican Party is pretty dominant in California Republican primaries.
Now, California also has this other interesting issue. A large number of voters out there who rely on absentee ballots and will be filling out these ballots before February 5th, actually even before contests in Iowa and New Hampshire take place.
You could have a situation, given the absentee ballot process in California, where a candidate could have more votes in the bank, publicly tallied, publicly discussed, than represent the number of votes that are going to take place in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada combined. I mean, just take a look at an L.A. County supervisor's race. There are over 1 million people who will vote in each of those types of races. You have 100,000 people who vote in the Iowa caucus. So again, the magnitude of the state creates a situation out here where you just get into a different realm in terms of just the pure raw numbers.
Chris Lehane, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Chris Lehane is a California-based Democratic political consultant.